White, Mabel. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 1st, 1905. My dear granddaughter, Mabel. I sit here on my couch this morning, very thankful to my Heavenly Father for a good night's rest. I slept well until 3 o'clock, and now, after building my fire, I am ready to take up my writing. I would be very much pleased to see you, but we are too far separated to meet often. If the Lord directs, we may go to Southern California at the end of this month. The arrangements for this have not yet been made finally. We have only a few items of news from your father. His letters are generally short, sometimes only a page of notepaper, and sometimes only a postal card. But I know that his whole soul is in the work, and that at this time he is working specially hard to bring before the people the light that has come to help them in this their time of trial and perplexity. He anticipates visiting many places, unless I write to him that I need his help and that he should return. I shall tell him to follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit. He intends visiting Nashville, and that means Washington also, I suppose. We have plenty to keep us constantly employed while he is away. My great perplexity is, what line of work can we take up now that will do most to strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die? Our past experience in the message seems to be impressed on my mind. I think it should be reprinted. I am sure that it is needed by those who have not had an experience in the special working of Providence and the power of the Holy Spirit. We must try to bring the people back to the messages God has given us. This will help all around. We must try to bring our people into unity and enlighten many who need enlightenment. Oh, how I long to see that love and tenderness for one another that we used to see in the first years of our experience. We must have the simplicity of genuine faith in the Word of God, and we must have the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. Report, and we will report it, men say today. Jeremiah 20, verse 10. Very little of this kind of work was done in our early history. Heart blended with heart. On the countenances of those who were converted to the truth, there was an expression of great cheerfulness and thanksgiving to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, all this will be repeated as we advance in the love of God, enlarging our conception of the great love wherewith Christ has loved us. In his words of instruction, so simple, yet so elevating, so sacred, so ennobling, Christ has given us that which is a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. We are to advance step by step, upward and onward, reaching a higher and still higher conception of the love that is to be constantly contemplated, and more than this, brought into our experience. The Lord Jesus has purchased us with his blood, giving his spotless life for sinful human beings, that they may repent of their sins and be converted and saved. We have very much to be thankful for. Let our hearts be continually filled with thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father and to our Savior. It is now growing daylight. We are having the first cold weather, but it is not very severe. The days have been very pleasant and the nights clear, the full moon making them almost as bright as day. We have had a few gentle rains, but up till within a few days, the weather has not been cold. I have taken a ride daily, unless the showers threatened. The girls came home from Oakland last night. I was much surprised this morning when Sarah came in to speak with me. On Thanksgiving Day, our family and Ella and Doris took dinner with your mother. I was not feeling well and chose to remain in my room. It seemed nice to have the three girls back again, seated at the breakfast table. Sarah is looking well. Her eyesight is improving, and we are thankful that she did not lose her sight entirely. I hope you will take special care of your eyes, for they are a great treasure. We can lose a limb, but if we have our eyesight, we can still find something with which to employ our time. But to lose the sight is a dreadful loss. The Lord is good to me, very good. He has preserved my health and strength, and even though I am 78 years of age, I can still rise before day and write for hours before breakfast. My eyes trouble me somewhat if I take cold, but if I am careful, I can do a great deal of work. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Isaiah 40, verse 29.
Mabel, do not devote the precious talent of sight to reading which you cannot use and which will not benefit you. The life of the soul cannot be sustained unless right food is given it. The mind must be properly fed. Christ said, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 6, verse 54. You need to understand the true state of the soul. Your dependence should be wholly upon the Lord. The soul's high-born faculties are to be controlled by the Spirit of God. Its necessities are not to be trifled with, but sacredly regarded, that it may be worked by the Holy Spirit. The powers of mind and soul and body are to be sanctified to the Lord Jesus, who has bought you with his blood, which was shed for you that you might become a child of God. You are to be obedient to the law of God, for it is the law of the angels and the law of saints. There is no condemnation to those who are obedient to this law. The life of the soul cannot be sustained unless it is brought into subject to the will of God. Every energy is to be exercised in doing the divine will. Our thoughts, if stayed upon God, will be guided by divine love and power. Then, my dear child, live on the words that proceed from the lips of Christ. May the Lord strengthen and bless and guide you. Press forward and believe that if you ask, you will receive. Your grandmother.